that's for sure.
Well, Bill, you know, that 2 minute stretch from 405 to 205, you know, Justin was in a little bit of foul trouble there in the second half. You know, when he came back in, it's a 1 point game, and it wasn't just the offense, it was at the defense end of the court, too. And, you know, it was a team effort, but he made some incredible plays on the defensive end.
He did a really good job, especially for being in foul trouble. You know, I mean, that charge was huge. So, you know, he comes in, he makes a really strong feed to the basket, and then comes right back down, and, you know, they lower the shoulder, and he goes, you know, flying. And that's a gutsy thing to do, because, you know, he knows how valuable it is for us not to get him in foul trouble. So, you know, I was really happy with his performance. I was really happy. You know, I mean, offensively, we really continue to need work. You know, I thought in the first half, you know, we took a lot of ill-advised shots, right? They were open, but they just weren't necessarily good shots. And then we obviously shot a low percentage. But in the last 10 minutes of the second half, we did a pretty good job moving the ball, a lot better movement. And then, you know, we got the ball to Keenan where we need to get him the basketball. And, you know, and he did what great players do. He's finished. So that was awesome to see.
Coach, can you talk about DeHart's three-pointers? It seems like he... you know, timed it perfectly when you guys really needed a big shot. Talk about what kind of lift that gives your team for him to hit those shots.
Oh, that's huge. I mean, we got to get somebody to make some shots. You know, he was 5 of 7, and nobody else made one tonight. And we have good shooters. They'll make those shots. You know, I mean, a couple of them were just in and out rimmers. But, you know, Matt's been shooting the ball really, really well here for the last, man, since the beginning of the year. I mean, he was struggling a little bit with his shot in December. But man, has he really come on strong here in this January period, and we need it desperately.
Talk about, you know, they had a rebounding advantage on you guys. It's one of the bigger teams you're going to face this year. How you tried to keep them off the boards, particularly late in the game when Keenan was grabbing some...
You know, he had some big rebounds. Lou had some huge rebounds and played really well. You know, I mean, we rebounded very well this year so far. I thought tonight they, in a lot of aspects, out-hustled us. You know, especially in that first half, they got a lot of the, you know, those 50-50 loose balls, and also, you know, really kind of took it to us. I mean, 15 offensive rebounds, that's a tough pill to swallow. So, you know, again, got to get back to the basics, got to get a check, and everybody's got to go rebound, that's for sure.
What's it mean to you to be undefeated on the home court? What does that say about what you guys are doing?
We're doing some good things. I think when you talk about being able to win at home, generally speaking, you have a pretty, you know, veteran team that understands. You know, these guys have been around here for a long time. They played in this court for, you know, maybe close to 100 games. So, you know, they understand now really the importance of what you got to do at home. I mean, if you're going to have any chance in this thing, so. You can't. I mean, it's a simple fact. You can't lose at home. And I like their attitude. I thought today, although we certainly had some lulls, which I you know, hopefully we can change and keep on improving. You know, when it came down to the time where we really had to get focused, I thought we had a great focus, especially from our upperclassmen.